Welcome to hour number two of the Internet Advisor, and that is your hour. What does that mean? It means that there's a toll-free number here you can call at any time in this next hour, 800-859-0957, and it's like a free visit to your local computer shop. Ed Riddell and myself, Foster Brown, we are here to help answer the questions that you have about your computer. But we can't answer them unless you give us the call to 800-859-0957. Welcome to our vacation edition of the Internet Advisor. Gary Baker is off sailing on the Bounding Main up on the North Channel of Lake Huron and enjoying himself. I'm sure he's
on the Canadian side, yeah.
On the Canadian side, enjoying himself thoroughly. But Ed Riddell is here in studio to help answer your questions, and so am I, Foster Brown. Bob, Rusty, Dan, and Kelly will be with you shortly in just a moment. First of all, a very, very important announcement.
Which is, was that the Windows we only have 6 days left?
Yes.
Or is that Star Trek is out today? Which was released at the Comic-Con.
That's right. That's right. For all you, can you make that little sign?
Yeah. So this is the third installment of like the redo of Star Trek on a divergent alternate reality, a slightly different timeline.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to going with it, to it. My daughter and I are going to go tomorrow. She's a geek. I'm a geek and, you know.
My grandsons and I are going to line up a date to see that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Very definitely. Enjoy the air conditioning as well.
That's what I'm saying. Let's pick the hottest part of the day. We'll get some popcorn, get some good soda, and we'll go to the movies, honey.
Right. The other thing that's happening, however, as you mentioned, Ed, is that Windows 10, the free update, is ending on the 29th of July, which is going to be this coming...
I think it's a Friday, isn't it?
I think it's a Friday, yeah. Let me look at this. That's
today's the 23rd, so yeah.
Yeah, Friday. On Friday, it will be over. And all it means, you can still, of course, download and install Windows 10, but it's going to cost you like $120.
Right. And well, you know what I'd like to see is if everyone's nagging messages will go away. You know,
I wonder,
if Microsoft's going to say, okay, too late, we're going to remove that awful message. Or if they're just going to change it and say, for $120, you too can upgrade to Windows 10. Well, I just hope they get rid of that message.
I hope they do too. That's
pretty- I had a lot of questions this week from people about Windows 10. Is it too late? You know, they had trouble downloading it.
Okay.
So what I was recommending is that they just go to the Microsoft.com/Windows. They can download the entire thing in one swoop in like 45 minutes, an hour, and then just run the setup. That way.
Go to Microsoft.com
with /Windows.
/Windows, and you can download it from there. All right, we have some people out there with some Windows 10 questions. This is a great day for you to start asking that kind of thing.
Oh, I don't have my Windows 10 laptop with me. Sorry.
All right.
But that's okay. I'll just do what I usually do and just make it up as I go.
Okay, let's go out to Bob in West Bloomfield. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. I see you starting us off with a question about Windows 10.
Yep, and it's a download issue.
Okay.
I've done it 6 times now.
Oh.
And the last time it ran all night. The following morning, the screen says 99% complete.
Right.
And it's stuck there. And it's been there for 4 days now.
No, that's the download was doing that?
Or the actual, or the setup?
The download. Well, it says getting your upgrade ready. That's what the screen says.
So it may be that the download is what's
messing
hung up.
Have you tried to go to the Microsoft site and just download the whole installation? Really, and it's stuck.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't tried it in like 3 weeks, and I'm wondering if they're just being a little overwhelmed.
I tried it in off times, like on a Thursday night at 1 o'clock in the morning to start it.
Okay. So is it still the same that when you go to their site, Microsoft asks, which version do you want, the 32-bit or the 64? Do you want the Ultimate, or do you just want to download the entire package? I believe that was the scenario.
Yeah, I believe that was correct. This last time, I did it through their icon. I ended up with an icon somehow.
Yep.
I didn't install it, but on my desktop, I've got a Windows 10 upgrade icon.
Right.
But you're upgrade still... assistant, that's what it says.
Right.
And I clicked on that, and it brings up a screen, and it says, you know, go ahead and download it, basically. And I clicked on that, and it ran all night. And like I say, it's right now, at this moment, I'm reading the screen. It says it's 99% complete.
And it's been there for 4 days. Have you tried the create the USB media version of this? Instead of downloading the entire thing, when you I believe I had difficulty doing this. So what I did is I had an old 4 gigabyte USB flash drive mm-hmm. that I wasn't using. So mm-hmm. I used Microsoft. I stepped through and said I'd like to make the USB media for the installation.
Okay, that was I thought about it, but I haven't done that.
Yeah.
One more footnote. Mm-hmm. I can't get rid of this screen.
So you can't even shut down?
No.
Control, delete.
The X is just a gray X. And when I click on the gray X, it turns red, but it won't close.
What about Control Alt Delete? See, I'm not sure about this. What about Control Alt Delete?
Well, I don't know that I tried that, but let me.
Because basically, if you were to shut your computer down at any point, Microsoft would basically, when your computer came up, if it was in the middle of an upgrade of installing Windows, it'll say, "We've detected a problem. We're reverting your computer back to its original operating system."
Because I haven't shut it off because I was hoping that since it was 99%, it might go that one more percent.
I agree. So what I don't know is if you're seeing a download screen or if your computer is actually in the process of upgrading. I don't know.
Like I say, we're down to the last 6 days, and I'm getting concerned at this point.
I hear you.
So what happens when, if you're sitting in front of it, what happens when you try Control-Alt-Delete? Because Microsoft disables it if it's actually during doing a setup of or installation of Windows. It actually disables Control-Alt-Delete.
Okay. But if you just... Windows 10 Upgrade Assistant is running. Click on End Task. Oh, yep. It got rid of that screen.
Yeah. I'd shut down Restart. Make sure you do a scan disk or check your disk for disk errors. Try that USB media installation as well.
Okay, Bob.
Another screen just popped up. End program, Windows 10 Upgrade Assistant. Program's not responding.
Okay, yep. Hold on. We've got to go to a commercial.
Hang on. We're going
to
put you on hold and see if we can help you on the break as well, okay? Hang on a second, all right? Back with your questions at 800-859-0957. Thank you so much to our crew behind the glass to make the program work. Mike Stutz, thank you so much, sir, is our engineer and the angel of death, Logan Standifer. Teasing her.
Poor Logan.
Poor Logan has had terrible luck with her cars. The last one went up and she had a barbecue on the side of the road. An unintended barbecue. Oh, dear. I'm teasing. Grandpas do that kind of thing. All right. Our number here is 800-859-0957. Honey, it's not because it hasn't happened to me as well in various ways. 800-859-0957. You know, Ed, we're finding and that people are getting kind of nervous now because there's only 6 days and so many hours left that you can get the free version of Windows 10.
And Bob brought up the good question. He says, well, once I download it, I'm good. You know, I don't have to install. I said, yes, you do. You actually have to have it installed.
Okay.
And
good
point. And then it'll register itself, basically.
Yep.
Automatically after, usually within the first day.
Yep. But it is important to download. And what may be happening, folks, is that because we're so close, that there is going to be inevitably a rush of people on the servers may get hit kind of hard. And that may be what some people are experiencing. Okay, let's go out to Kelly in Sterling Heights. Kelly, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you today?
Good, Kelly. What's up?
Okay. The other day, my roommate was on our computer at home, mm-hmm. and she was on Google Chrome looking up some stuff on eBay,
mm-hmm.
and then she clicked on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and she immediately got a screen that came up that said, your computer's been hit with a virus. Mm. Call this 800 number to call Microsoft Direct.
No.
Yeah, okay, so what that is...
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, so that's scareware.
She called them up. And they said that she'd been hit with the virus and that her McAfee isn't working now and that they were from Microsoft and they had access to the computer. They were actually, you could see them on the computer doing stuff.
Ay-yi-yi.
And said that she needed to give them a credit card number to buy a protection plan from Microsoft.
Oh, no.
Cost for $69.
Oh, no.
Actually, that's pretty cheap, but it's completely phony.
They originally wanted more money, but she said she couldn't afford to do that, so they dropped it down to $69. Well, she ended up giving them two credit card numbers that they said were declined, so
good.
She gave them a third credit card number, and that went through, and then they said that was all taken care of and everything, and then the screen disappeared. So she thought everything was fine, continued on the computer. 15 minutes later, it popped back up again.
Yep.
So folks, she called again.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. And now they're telling her that she had to pay by another program, so she started arguing with them. And then they hung up, and she immediately, right after that, got a phone call from, because we have an alert on one of our credit cards. They called, the credit card company called and said, do you have this activity going? And she said, no.
Uh-oh.
So they immediately canceled it. But ever since then, the computer's just not working right.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't know if they're still on it.
I hear you. Yeah.
Or what all they could have gotten access to, like banking information, credit card information.
Well, go ahead.
It depends whether or not she uses her computers to pay her bills. You know, if she doesn't...
No, but I go online to check my banking information.
Yeah, then, well, they have access to that. I mean, they potentially... Yeah. Well, it's encrypted. So whenever you establish a session with a web browser between your PC and a remote website, the information is secured and encrypted, and they really can't get access to that. They can't see the data that you had on there before. But now that that infection is on there or something's on there, if you were to use your computer now, it's possible that they could capture that information.
Yeah. Kelly,
So I would not use the computer for any transactions unless you... And now have you... I would recommend... how long ago was this?
2 days ago.
Really? So what is it running Windows 7?
It's Windows 8.
You should be able to use in Windows 8 the system restore.
Yeah.
So you can restore your computer back to, say, a week ago.
It may be disabled, though.
Okay, because we weren't sure if we needed to unplug it all and take it into, like, Best Buy or Sam's Club
if you take it there, they're going to charge you $129.
Yeah, you'll get
I really don't like having to unplug all the...
Yeah.
Cords and everything.
So here's what you do. Here's what you do. You in Windows 7, I believe you can type in, I think it's called System Recovery or System Restore in Windows 8 and Windows 10. And I don't have a Windows 8. And I wish I had this memorized, but my old brain just doesn't work like it used to.
Because
I still call it System Restore.
We can do where you go back a couple,
Yes.
Pick a date and go back to that date.
Yeah, go back to that date. And then afterwards, then you download a utility called Malware Bytes. That's MalBytes. And it's malwarebytes.org. They make a free scanner that you can download, install, and run for free.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And it'll probably, if there's any remnants of this virus after you did the system restore, it should find it and remove them.
Kelly, what you have given us an example of, and we're gonna just lower your phone for just a second, because I think we need, folks, are you hearing this? That if you give in and you pay the ransom, remember when Dan Lorman was talking about ransomware before?
Yes.
That's essentially what was going on. Even if you pay the ransom, these scoundrels will be back in 15 minutes.
Yeah, because they really don't do anything. The program just basically will flash an alert every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're off the phone with them, and then it comes back up, and then they want to extort more money out of you.
Exactly. They're simply extortionists, and they're going to keep on doing it. So please, folks, when you never, ever,
Microsoft
ever,
will never give you a call.
Nope. And so my heart goes out to Kelly and her friend that this happened. I guess I would be a little more radical. I would unplug that sucker from the internet, period, and I would go back to reformat that pumpy back to factory. Like if you have pictures on there or documents, get them off on a hard drive or on a DVD, get them out of there. And then after that, simply go back to the factory.
Well, and with Windows 8, you have that ability.
Yep.
But what I would try first is the less radical.
Yes.
Try this. See if that message pops up. If it's popping up as frequently as they say,
mm-hmm.
Go back. Do a system restore to your computer to 7 days, and then download Malware Bytes and install it, and then run it and scan it, and then you're clear. Windows 8 also comes with good antivirus, but the it's good to try Malware Bytes just to see if it'll root out anything additional. And when it's done, if you really like Malware Bytes, you can pay the $25 a year.
And that's a good investment.
Or go back and uninstall it.
So, Kelly, I think, In terms of your bank,
Be
Kelly,
safe.
I think you need to, you know, make sure you deal with your bank directly about that credit card, okay?
Okay.
They,
all right.
They
Thank
should
you so
not
much.
Have done it. Yeah, Kelly, I hope we give you a little bit of help here. Thanks for giving us a call. Unfortunately, you have been a good example of a bad thing that happens to people, and I hope we get it straightened out for you, okay? All right,
right,
take
and
care.
The other thing is also that original $69 that they paid, if she hasn't done so, you can call the bank and have them dispute that charge and refuse payment.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, although the bank initiated the call and that may have taken place because of the suspicious activity, make sure they take care of that
and
original
$69. I wouldn't be surprised if the suspicious activity was they started using that credit card number to make other purchases.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, in other words, these are scoundrels. These are thieves. It makes me mad when I think
that's because everyone in the U.S. is rich, right?
I don't know where it came from, Estonia or Latvia or Russia or China. I don't know where it came from, but boy, it makes me. Or the U.S.
It could be U.S.
Could be U.S. as well. 800-859-0957 is the number to call. Rusty and Ron and Dan, we're going to get to you shortly. We're getting close to a break, and I don't want to get somebody on right now, but I mean, to get them in the middle of explaining a problem to us and have to have them go on hold. So hang on, folks. We'll get to you right after we get to the
break.
Are we
going to go back and talk about Star Trek again?
No, the fact that we are coming up on this coming Friday, and for some of you who are our affiliates, this will already have passed by, but it's a little hard to deal with right now, and in that sense that you will have come to the place where there's no longer a free download of the upgrade to Windows.
And, you know, a lot of people will be happy because they like the Windows 7 or the Windows Vista.
That's true.
And I bet you a lot of people that had Vista were wishing they could get Windows 10 for free. But a lot of Windows 7 people love that. If I was running Windows 7, I'd probably keep it at Windows 7.
Yeah.
Windows 8, definitely upgrade to Windows 10.
Oh,
it's
yes,
so
Lord,
much
yes.
improvement. And you know, but some people do it for other reasons. They just don't like change. Like my wife, she was running Windows 7, did not want it, pushed the wrong button, and for 3 days I heard about it. She's blaming me, not Microsoft, that Windows 10 installed.
You get that too, huh?
Yes.
Ginny does
it's
the same thing to me. It's my fault. It's my
You're the internet advisor. No, I say Gary Baker's the internet advisor. You call him.
That's the way to handle it. Okay, our phone number, 800-859-0957. We promise not to continue passing the buck this much. And we'll be back to talk with Rusty from Berkeley about their problem. Again, that number, 800-859-0957. And don't forget that on July 29th, the free upgrades will stop. And that you can still get it, but it's going to cost you like $120. So again, the number is 800-859-0957. And we'll be coming back in just a little bit. A lot of the questions, Ed, that we got from listeners were about Windows, you know, installing Windows 10. People were having problems. What were they having problems? Mainly with the downloads or the installs?
Oh, we had people that said it was downloading for the last several days, like our first caller, Bob, was basically saying that. But it was just several days and it wasn't downloading. But for every person, I told them to use the USB media creation tool, and that seemed to work better.
Okay, the USB creation tool seems to be a way of getting around some of this.
It's just not USB. You can also create a DVD as
That's right, and a DVD as well. Okay, back with our listeners in just a moment. We're going to take a short break. Ed Rudell and Foster Brown here helping you folks, hopefully, get your copy of Windows 10 downloaded securely and installed and start enjoying this brand new version and the last one, the last complete version of Microsoft Windows. Well, welcome to the final hour almost before we get to Windows 10 starting to cost us some money.
The final hour? Yeah, I guess it is the final countdown.
Yeah, it's the final countdown. And that's what we're working like mad today to see if we can help people with their questions that they have where they're downloading Windows 10 and trying to install it. We'll see if we can help you. Okay, 800-859-0957, although I have to say that now our lines are full. Okay, let's go to Dan in Troy. Welcome, Dan, to the Internet Advisor. How may we help you with your Windows 10 question?
Well, it's the question is this. I have a kind of an old laptop. It's I think it's a T4200 Pentium 2 gigahertz chip. It's like I say, it's pretty old, mm-hmm. and I, like a lot of other people, I've put this off till the end, but I'm just debating whether I even want to do it, you know, whether mm-hmm. I want to upgrade to Windows 10, mm-hmm. or, and I'm not a power user at all, but I'm just curious whether staying on Windows 7 is any kind of real disadvantage in terms of ongoing support. The messages I get from Microsoft say that it's compatible. They do the check. I think I've got 3 gigabytes memory. It is a 32-bit operating system. Mm-hmm. As I say, it's kind of old, and I'm just wondering if Windows 10 isn't really even going to do much for me for an older system like that. Or
well, what is the operating system right now? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the T4210.
Well, oh, it's that's the chip that's in the computer.
Okay,
it's a Pentium dual core, I think. Mm-hmm. T4200, two gigahertz. I'm running Windows 7. I think okay. when I bought the original laptop, it was on something else. I don't know whether it was Vista, and I upgraded it. I bought it when Windows 7 was coming out,
yeah,
and right. so I upgraded mm-hmm. to Windows 7, and I've been on there since then.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I'm debating on whether I should upgrade to Windows 10 or not.
Well, you could have done is installed Windows 10 and then tried it for 30 days for free, and if you liked it, you could have kept it. If you didn't like it, you could have uninstalled Windows 10, and you would have been back right where you left off.
However...
Well, and you can still do that up for the next 7 days. And I just don't know if... Yeah, I don't know if that's a powerful enough chip. I mean, 3 gigabytes, the maximum you can get in there, and it's probably... you said you were running an existing, a 32-bit operating system. I don't think so.
He said he checked it out with Microsoft, and Microsoft said...
They said it will run, but but I wouldn't run anything other than a 64-bit operating system.
Oh, I got you.
Right. Microsoft says the requirement for... is 1 gigahertz faster chip and 1 gigabyte for a 32-bit system.
Right. It's basically the same requirements as Windows 7. It really hasn't changed much.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So,
and that's the nice thing about Windows 10 is that it's not more demanding in many ways than right. Windows 7 was.
Yeah, I'm running a computer that's 3 years older than yours, and it's kind of sluggish on running Windows 10. It mm-hmm. came with Windows 8, and it's kind of sluggish. And I'm running 64-bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dan, what do you use?
What about the ongoing support, though, for Windows 7? How long do you think Windows 7 will be supported?
I thought it was 2021, but I don't know. I can't remember the date.
Well, what kind of support are you looking for, essentially? I mean, you've got an old computer. What do you use it for?
I don't use it for a whole lot. I use it, you know, for banking and email. I'm not a power user at all. It's just it's there when I need to get on the internet, but it's not anything heavy duty, really.
See, I don't. When you say support, I don't know what support you would need, really, to be honest with you.
Well, just updates, you know, just like it goes out of date, you know, when they stop supporting an operating system, you really can't.
I mean, essentially, Dan, it's already gone out of date, and that's what Windows 10 is all about. But you can still continue operating with the operating system you have to do email and banking and some of those, if you will, lower level kind of things. Right?
Yeah.
Well, what's happening though? It does update periodically. I have automatic update on, and you know, it does it, you know, periodically. So it is giving updates. So when you say it's not being supported, I'm not sure exactly what you mean by that.
Well, it says mainstream support end date from Microsoft would be in 2015. That just doesn't make sense for Windows 7.
No.
But it's extended support. You know, they'll continue release security updates until 2020.
No, that's the key.
It's basically the security updates.
Yeah, the security updates is 1-to-1. Okay. Yeah.
Are people facing this, though? Are a lot of people just going to Windows 10 because it is there and it's,
A lot of people are going to Windows 10, home users. There's a lot of stubborn people out there. Most corporations are still running Windows 7. So,
well, but that's enterprise.
Yes.
And that will always be the case with enterprise, that they're going to be at least one system or two behind. They're naturally cautious, and that's a good reason for that, too.
Yeah.
But Microsoft is hoping that after this coming Friday, July 29th, they'll have kind of solved some of that. And then the major update to Windows 10 is coming on August the 2nd.
Right.
And that's going to be the, like, and I saw one reference to that is that's for enterprise, that will be like SP1, Service Pack 1, for Windows 10. So, but in terms of your own work, Dan, I mean, I think security updates will continue coming through until sometime in, I think, your machine is probably going to die. Your hard drive is going to probably go boop.
Yeah, beforehand. And I just can't imagine using Windows 10 without a touchscreen, to tell you the truth. You can, and that's the beauty of Windows 10. Windows 8, it was difficult to use without a touchscreen. Mm-hmm. Windows 10, you can actually use a mouse or a touchscreen.
I've used both.
And I use both interchangeably with no problem. But yeah, there are some features and the applets that really just to perform better with a touchscreen.
And you said you thought it would, if I did upgrade, you thought it would be sluggish, what, because it's a 32-bit operating system or just because of a lack of memory? I've got, like I say, three gigabytes.
Well, you know, give it a try. I it's hard to say. Yeah. And who's the manufacturer of your computer?
It's an HP.
Yeah, you shouldn't have a problem. I know I'm running into problems with Sony because they quit support of almost all their product lines, all laptops. So you have a difficult time. So you shouldn't have a problem. Go to HP's website and see if they provide Windows 10 for your laptop, and that would be your decision. But you could try it for free for the next 30 days. Download it, install it, and I haven't seen a Windows 10 system actually go bad where it destroyed anyone's data. Mm-hmm. You did if it failed to install, it reverted you back. But if it installed, you had the ability to, within 30 days, to restore your operating system back, because after 30 days, Microsoft actually deletes your old operating system.
Wow.
So, okay. Oh, I see.
All right, Dan.
When you do this download, do you get a new version of Internet Explorer if that's what you're using?
Well, yeah, you'll get the integrated version. You get the Edge.
Yeah.
Yep. But they do have Internet Explorer 11 or 12.
Yeah, 11.
11 in there.
Yep. Jenny has that. My wife has that with Windows 10.
And you can always use Google Chrome or Firefox and download that. Yeah. But Microsoft integrated a new web browser called Edge.
Okay, Dan. Hey, thanks a million for giving us a call. I'm going to move on because there's a lot of people here who want to get some answers to their questions, and we'll do our best to do that. Loretta from Shelby, thank you so much for being here on the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to give that last lady a hint.
Okay.
On how to, and everyone else, how to just get rid of the hackers.
Oh, Kelly, yeah, you wanted to give Kelly? Okay, good. What is it?
Yeah. Well, I started doing this. Now, I use my 3-year-old Hewlett Packard, and I have Windows 10, never a problem with it.
Good.
And what I started doing, because I had my identification stolen.
Ooh.
5 years ago, and they did their best, you know.
Yep.
And I came out on top.
Good for you. Okay, so then.
Anyway, now.
Your suggestions?
If anyone gets a phone call and they say, you know, that they're.
Microsoft Windows, or whoever, yeah.
From any computer company.
Okay.
I tell them what I do. I said that, you know, this one called me just about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is, what is that? Microsoft.
Yes, somebody from Microsoft, okay.
Yeah, he said, this is Microsoft. And I thought, that's odd, you know, because I've never gotten a call from Microsoft before.
And by the way, they do not call you direct. Okay, so
right.
What did you do, Loretta? I'm dying. I'm on tenterhooks here.
You're not going to believe this. It's too simple.
Uh-huh.
When I shut my computer off, I unplug the connection.
Yeah, and? And
no,
that's it.
No one can call me and say they're on my computer, because that's what the guy told me.
Oh, I got you. So you you pulled the plug on the internet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. and they were claiming that they were on your computer right now, but you knew they were not. So you knew they were lying, basically, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for
and
you.
I told him, I said, that's really odd. I said, because my computer isn't connected.
I love
it. He slammed that phone down.
I love it. Any way you can put a burr under their saddle, good for you, Loretta. That's an excellent that's an excellent suggestion. Thank you so much for calling. Sometimes the simplest solutions like that one are the best solutions. Our number here is 800-859-0957. It just infuriates me that people keep on getting caught by this, Ed, where somebody will call up and say, I'm from, and you name it, and maybe it's because an older generation is more trusting for that.
Yeah, that's true.
And because I can't think of any of our millennials or 20-somethings who would say, oh, really?
Right. I mean, I would have a difficult time calling up someone and saying, hi, my name's Ed and I'm from Microsoft. I just can't blatantly lie like that.
I was raised
a certain way, but these people just do not have scruples.
No. Yeah, they have
to surgically
remove. Because
we're Americans, and it's okay for them to do that to us.
Oh, dear.
So, because we're all rich.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that. 800-859-0957. Rusty and Bob will be back for you and for a couple more of you as well before we wrap up the show. Once again, I'd like to thank our crew behind the glass, Mike Stats and Logan Standifer, for helping us with the program here. And for all of you out there who have been calling us, again, a reminder for you that late on Sunday night, it usually ends up being around midnight, I will have gotten our program edited, and the podcast will be available along with the website and the show notes. And you can go to internetadvisor.net and download the podcast from there. What's a podcast? It's simply the recording of the program minus the commercial matter, and you can get to hear then the content. You might be, for instance, this second hour where we were answering people's questions about things like Windows 10, or it might be the first hour when we were talking with Dan Lorman, and we were talking about cybersecurity with him and Mike Brennan. So you'll be able to find that at internetadvisor.net. Look for this week's podcast, 1629 will be the number of it. And you'll be able to then download that as your leisure and also look at the program notes that are available there. Okay, let's go back out. Again, 800-859-0957. Rusty from Berkeley, how can we help you?
Well, I'm not a maven like you guys on this computer thing. I do know that if the IRS calls, do not send the money over the phone.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Outside of that, I know it's important, this Windows 10 thing. Mm-hmm. So I have a list of questions for you. And I'll be, so besides the fact that it's free, mm-hmm. what good is it to me, the user?
Well, what version of Windows are you running right now, and how old is your laptop?
I don't know. 32-bit, 64-bit. I think it's two Oreo cookies and a glass of milk makes my computer work.
Well, how long ago did...
You got to understand, I got a rotary dial on my cell phone.
How long have you had your computer? Well, are you being nagged by Microsoft to install an upgrade for free?
No, but I got a note that said Google Chrome won't support... And I have the Vista Home Premium.
Okay. Vista. Okay. So you're not going to receive those notices from Microsoft. You're mm-hmm. not eligible for a free upgrade to Windows 10. So don't worry about it. And your computer is probably won't run it very well anyways.
Yep.
So
yep.
you're good the way you are. You might want to look at investing in a new computer at some point in the future or a tablet mm-hmm. if this does everything you need. But Windows 10 basically is just, it's for Windows 7 or Windows 8 or 8.1. Your computer's not eligible to install it for free.
So what does it do, this Windows 10 thing?
It's the next version of Windows. It has mm-hmm. more security, if you will. It'll make it more secure, according to Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So instead of roll-up windows, you got electric windows.
If you like that analogy, that's fine. Rusty, basically, if you're happy with the way that your computer is working for you right now,
mm-hmm.
You don't really need to worry about it because you really can't make the upgrade with the equipment that you have right now to Windows 10. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I would back up your data because you are dealing with a computer that's probably 7 to 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any data or photos on there, if you have a means of backing that up, I would perform that because computers do not last forever and yours is approaching. I'm surprised the hard drive has been spinning.
Yeah.
It's driving 100 miles an hour for the last 7 to 10 years, you know, so it's going to fail one of these days.
Well, I do. I put the little stick in the USB thing twice a month.
There you go.
Download everything onto that.
Excellent.
I keep four generations back. So 2 months go by, I got four sticks.
Oh.
And then when I go to the fifth stick, I use stick number one again. You know.
Congratulations, Rusty.
Brilliant.
Because I just lost another USB stick, and it had unique data on there.
Ooh.
So not USB
That's
sticks
a very important,
is, yep. do not last forever. So Rusty's yep. picked up or created a nice technique with four different sticks.
And they're so cheap nowadays that you can get them for, you know, $15-$20. You can get a lot of storage.
You can get them on Amazon. You can get, you know,
a package of them.
Yeah, a dozen of them and give them out like candy, like Chitlets.
No, Rusty, you've done very well with what you have right now. You've acted very wisely in terms of, you know, cycling those USB sticks and not trusting one to be the eternal answer to your storage problem. So congratulations to you on that, Rusty. No, you don't have to worry about Windows 10 at all.
Well, you know, I listen to you guys a lot, and mm-hmm. I did that Malwarebytes thing about a year ago.
Good.
And it found a bunch of crud in there.
Yep.
And I've been, you know, clicking at every once in a while,
yep.
and it cleans up some stuff. And
there you go.
I mean, I trade stocks on the internet. I do the Facebook thing, the email stuff. I even Skype friends that are out of town, and now I get phone calls from Europe from my friends.
Excellent.
Through the computer.
I love it. I love
it. That's all I need.
Yeah, it's excellent. And if it's here's a bottom line, Rusty, for you and everybody else out there. I think was it Dave that we talked with? You know, if it's working for you, if it ain't broke,
Dan.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They say. Yeah. You know, if you're getting the use out of it that you want, marvelous. That's fine.
Right.
Now you need to understand though that you will not be getting, for instance, security updates and things like that automatically to you. However, Dave, was it Dave? I was right.
It was Dan from Troy that has an older laptop. Yeah,
but he's on Windows 7, so he will continue to get the automatic security updates until 2020, I think it is.
Right.
But it sounds like you're doing just fine and you're working with it well. So congratulations. All right.
Hey, now all I got to do is help me with my bill.
Sorry.
Thanks, Rusty. Good talking to you.
Take care. All right. Let's go to Bob, who's with us from Sterling Heights. Hey, Bob. How you doing?
How are you?
Good, Bob. What can we help you with?
I got an invitation to upgrade. I have a laptop with Windows 7.
Okay.
And so I started the upgrade, and it checked the system out and said everything was compatible and that I could upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the upgrade, and it stopped at 99%. It never said restart your computer or anything. And one other thing, the laptop, there's a red light blinking on the front. I run the laptop on, I have it plugged in. I think the battery's probably shot in it, but I figured, you know, I didn't want to, we don't use it with a battery. So I just figured, you know, we could continue to use it just plugged in.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure what that red light is, blinking for, but it might have something to do with the battery. I can't seem to find out anything about that.
What brand of computer do you have, Bob?
It's a Dell.
It's a Dell
laptop.
A Dell, and how old would it be?
How old would it be about?
Well, is it a Dell Inspiron?
Dell Inspiron.
Okay, Inspiron.
Okay, and so the red light, usually there's a symbol there, but it, unfortunately in the Dells, it's very difficult to see if it represents the hard drive, if it represents the battery, or the power. And it's difficult to tell. I mean, I'd have to look at it if it's the first light or the second or the third. I think there are four lights.
It's the third light on the right.
The third light on the right
that's blinking.
So that could be disk access, but I don't know. I think the disk access is the first on the left. Yeah. You know, I don't know off the top of my head what that is.
You know what you might do is go online and Google for that or query for that. Dell Inspiron, third light blinking, what is it? You know, that kind of thing.
Light. Uh-huh. I'm doing it right now. But anyways, so why is it stopping at 99%? You're the second caller. Our first caller, Bob, had the same issue, and I'm not sure what's happening on there.
What would you suspect, Ed? A corrupt
file? It could be a disk file. I mean, maybe they have to do a check disk on there. Check your disk for errors, and then try running the setup again.
How old is your computer, Bob, how old?
Maybe 5 years.
5 years old, okay. Well, it might be a hard drive that's beginning to peter out on you that you're getting a warning on as well. We're going to put you on hold, Bob, okay? So we can explore this with you a little bit after we step off. And so hang on, okay? And for the rest of you, if you have other questions about installation.
Oh, and that is the battery light.
Okay, it's a battery light. Then that's not having to do with your hard drive, which is good news.
Yep.
And it's what he suspected, which is what his battery was giving him problems. But we'll delve into this a little bit more with you. But for the rest of you, go to internetadvisor.net, and if you scroll down the page, you'll see at the bottom that there is a section that says comment, and you can put your question in there along with your email address and send that off to us, and Ed and I and Cal and Gary will take a look at that during the week, and we'll try to get back to you with some answers, okay? That's internetadvisor.net, and when you go to the bottom of that page where the comment section is, you can put the question right in there. All right. Have yourself a great week. We'll see you next week.